today by the Smashing Pumpkins. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
And good Saturday afternoon to you. It's Zinio Yubik. That's right, it's Saturday.
Okay.
Just saying. You. Riley's back. Welcome back, Riley.
Hey, guys.
How you been?
Not good.
Well, wait, what?
What?
What do you mean? Care to explain? Explain your absence?
I have a cold. That's my absence.
You had a cold. I guess you still have a cold. Lingering, hopefully
not. Would not hesitate to give me guafness in the second I walked in the door.
Awesome. I'm glad. Excuse me. Yeah, that was the Smashing Pumpkins. With Today, off of their 1993 Siamese Dream album. Great album. Is it their best album? Maybe.
Maybe.
Is it Melancholy?
No, it's not Melancholy.
Or is it Gish?
I don't know.
Or is it Pisces Iscario? Or is it any of the other albums that I don't know that they may have done? Machina, Machinas of God. It's a good one. Anywho, so yeah. Riley's back.
Hey, guys.
I'm back. It's 93. We have a lot of good music. This is our second time all the way through. All the way through on the years. So we get to start over with a different year. Before we do that, we have a very special show for next week.
Okay, what is it?
But we'll talk about that later. Right now, we've got a number more of the big hits. Big hits from 93. The Nine Tray, as they used to call it. Believe me, they did. I was there. Ask someone. You better ask somebody. That's another thing that we said. Man, it was crazy. We got some Nirvana coming up. We got some Cranberries coming up. But, before that, we're going to have a big hit by James. This is Laid. Wait, is it?
I thought I but you always really knew. I just wanna be with you.
Fears one.
All Apologies by Nirvana off of their 1993 In Utero album. What do you think of that?
I already knew that song.
I mean, okay.
But who didn't know that song?
that's not what I asked, but okay. Before that, Linger by the Cranberries and Laid by James. Did you know any of those two songs?
I remember when we drove back from seeing the eclipse at like 2 in the morning. I woke up at some random... I fell asleep to Everlong and woke up like 3 hours later at a gas station to Linger.
Yeah.
I'm like, when are we going to be home? And yeah. Kat was like, five hours.
Gosh, that took so long.
Don't go see the eclipse.
It must have taken 8 hours to drive back from that eclipse. Or more. Yeah, probably more, because it was only 3 hours away, if that. But yeah, coming back. But, you know, I'm glad we went. Maybe we should have, you know, stayed overnight, because that was nonsense coming back. Anywho, we're not here to talk about the eclipse, the total solar eclipse, which is pretty awesome. We're here to talk about 1993. Do you know what happened in 1993?
No. You have no idea.
I'll tell you.
Junior in high school.
Sophomore going into a junior. So this event happened when I was a sophomore, when I was in history. We were talking about it in history as it happened. February 28th, 1993, in Waco, Texas, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms attempted to serve a warrant to search the compound of a religious sect called the Branch Davidians. Then a gunfight broke out. Before the officers could serve the warrant, 4 federal agents and 6 Branch Davidians were killed in the gunfight. And then there was a 51-day siege on the compound. And I think the ATF or FBI, somebody, they ended up burning it to the ground, something like that. It was a great big disaster. It was a disaster.
No, I'm stupid.
It sounds like what?
Everyone ignore me.
Are we going to say it sounds like a My Chemical Romance album?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
It sounds like prison.
It was very, it was a big deal.
Okay.
People were like, well, don't burn people's religious compounds down. But, you know, also don't shoot at the ATF either. You know, it was the 90s. It was wild. It was a wild time. What else? What else is going on? We got time for some more music. How about something from a band called Belly? Off of their Star album, this is Geppetto.
Thank you.
New Mistake by Jellyfish. Before that, we had Geppetto from Belly. What do you think of those hits?
Weird.
Well, you know, you can't play everything great on the first half hour. You gotta. Although those are pretty good songs. Maybe you can do. I usually start off pretty solid.
Pretty solid.
If I do say so myself. Yeah, Jellyfish. I think they're from the Bay Area. Another good band. Good stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't fact check me. Okay. Actually, fact check me. Check me.
Fact check me.
At me on threads. Do people still add each other?
No one looks at your threads. I went on there and they're like two likes.
You know what? Let's see if we can double our likes. Go to my threads and smash that like button. Hit that bell to subscribe.
Mm.
Is there a bell in threads? I don't even know. Is that what the bell does? Yeah, it is.
The bell's notification.
That's fine. Hashtag smash that like button.
Please stop.
Okay. So, some pretty good stuff. What else happened in 93? Do we have anything? Let's do some 1993 births. Who was born in 1993? Who would be approximately 31-ish. 31,
that's
almost 32.
Old.
Who do we got here? Ariana Grande.
Yeah,
born
I know her.
From you know, the singer.
She's 30? Wow.
She's 31. Liam Payne.
Yep. He was.
Formerly of One Direction.
Now he's just
Meghan Trainor.
Not doing so well.
A lot of singers born in 1993. Miranda Cosgrove, Pete Davidson from SNL. That's
who?
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I know, but
He was on Saturday Night Live.
I don't watch Saturday Night
And then
Live.
I don't know if he's still on. And also Leah Ash, whoever that is. The internet says she's a famous Roblox contributor.
or Roblox? Something.
Roblox.
I don't know.
All right.
Ask Elena or something.
I don't watch Roblox or play Roblox or whatever. Anywho, that's it. That's our 1993 stuff.
Okay.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back. Play some more music on Zennial Yearbook because it's the 93 show.
All I know is you never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
Oh, son of a... Did I just tell you not to say that again?
WTBR.
Join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Mexicans, Bigfoot, Koreans,
yep.
Garbage Pail Kids.
We got something for just about everybody.
Hipsters.
WTBR.
Miles, a million miles.
by Cracker. What do you think of that? Off of their
Sounds like everything else you play on here.
Off of their 1993 Kerosene Hat album. This is a Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1993 show. Thanks for hanging out this Saturday afternoon. It's a cold one. Actually, I don't know, because I'm going to be in Las Vegas when this airs. It'll probably be cold in Las Vegas, too. It's fine.
Yeah, this guy sucks.
It's great.
He's going to Vegas, but... No, listen! He'll go like 1,000 miles to go hang out with his boyfriends in Vegas for like 3 days, but he won't drive me 3 hours to see Pierce the Veil.
I drove you to see that other band.
Okay.
Saves the Day. And Senses Fail.
Okay, but...
And I'm driving you 3 hours to see My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah. But Pierce the Veil. I can pay for my own ticket. Fly like Pierce the Veil, please.
We'll talk about it later. You know what else we can talk about?
What?
We can talk about a certain movie that was released in 1993 to American audiences, dubbed in English for the very first time. You know it. I know it.
Cowboy Bebop.
It's My Neighbor Totoro. That's right. And I did not see it in the theater because I had no interest in that ridiculous movie.
Whatever. I was going through, speaking of Cowboy Bebop, I was going through Kyle's old mixtapes yesterday.
Mixed CDs.
I don't know how to use a tape. and he has, like, literally, there was one titled Random Stuff.
What was it full of?
The first song on it was Tank, which is the Cowboy Bebop theme.
Tank by the Seatbelts.
Yeah.
A seemingly random song.
And there's a bunch of other random garbage.
What's wrong with that song?
Well, it wasn't garbage. It was just weird. You listen to a lot of, like, mainstream Jimmy Eat World, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, what a great song. No, I was just starting it because it's great. That's it? You're done talking?
No, I'm listening to it.
Oh. Yeah, so this is Tank by the Seatbelts. It's the Cowboy Bebop thing. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Anyway, it's great.
No!
It's a great song. You'll love it.
Put it back.
You don't have to yell.
I didn't mean to.
We got a whole show to get through. In fact, it's the time in the show where we do the thing. Yeah. We review an album, which Riley almost certainly did not do.
I don't remember which album we're doing.
It is.
What album are we doing?
It is Versus by Pearl Jam.
Of course I didn't review it.
Of course.
I'm wasting my time listening to Pearl Jam.
I haven't heard this album in its entirety in probably 20 years. Maybe longer. 25 years? Probably since the 90s. And you know what? What do the kids say? It slaps. It's very good. It's better than I remembered it. But yeah, let's get started. We can't play every song, but we can play three. Actually, we probably could play every song because we have a whole hour left. But we're going to start off with one of my personal favorites off of this album. This is Glorified G.
Yeah. swallowed it down. And the DJs, united by fear, tried to endure what I could not
Dissident, a dissident is here.
Dissident.
These aren't my headphones.
Whose headphones are you on?
That mic.
Nice.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Dissident by Pearl Jam off of their Pearl Jam. 1993 Versus album. The most Pearl Jammy of Pearl Jam songs, in my opinion, I think, is probably Dissident. Before that, Rearview Mirror. Great song. Glorified G. Great songs. This is a four and a half star album. This is a great album. What do you think, Riley?
What makes it lose half a star?
That's a good question. Let's see. So it's a little different than 10. It's their second album. My gosh. I mean, it's got all the songs are good. Elderly Woman's good. Daughter's good. Animals good. Rats good. Indifference good. All very good. You know what? I just don't like giving out five stars. How about that? That's the only reason.
Okay.
How about that? Okay. Why don't you listen to it? You tell me if it deserves that.
No.
Other half a star.
That's not gonna happen.
I'll tell you what. While you go ahead and figure out how to listen to more Pearl Jam, we'll listen to 1993's. Is she best new artist? I would assume she was 1993's best new artist. Sheryl Crow, off of her Tuesday Night Music Club. Do you know your friends? You guys hang out.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA. All I wanna do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William. I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy. We'll be right back.
comes to all of us. Even still, I like mine with a chill. That ain't so obvious. We are the normal. We live and we die. No reason why. We are the normal. We live and we die. No reason why. It's a beautiful life, and I've got it in my sight.
The Normal by the Goo Goo Dolls for their 1993 album Superstar Car Wash. What do you think of that?
It's fine.
Just fine. Before that, Sheryl Crow, All I Wanna Do. And it is time for a quick break. We will be back in a bit. This is Zennial Yearbook on 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. That's us. We'll be back.
TBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from Precision Brows, specializing in creating flawless microblading that enhances beauty and saves time every day. Find them online at myprecisionpmu.com or call 413-553-1059.
Hey, bud, let's party.
WTBR.
Children are in the sun.
Pets by Porno for Pyros. This is Xennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
Is that explicit to be saying on the radio?
I don't. Pets? Pyros?
Don't be stupid.
No. I can say the name of that band.
Okay.
All day. All day, kid. The FCC doesn't care. They only care about 7 words.
Like the song?
No, that's 7. Wait, what song?
The one by Deftones where Chino says the N-word.
I don't know. I don't know that song.
Okay, it's not very good.
Okay. Is it like 7 words that you can't say on the radio? I tell you to go look up George Carlin's routine.
I'm playing Roblox, Dad.
You're playing Roblox right now?
I'm a little busy.
All right. Well, we don't want to interrupt your Roblox.
It's okay.
My gosh. So, yeah, I did some Googling during the break using your computer. And I found that it was a 30 Rock joke, right? Did you catch that? It's a 30 Rock
Wait,
joke.
Wait, what?
And I found that Sheryl Crow was not the 1993 Best New Artist. She was, in fact, the 1994 Best New Artist. 93 Best New Artist was Toni Braxton. But who? Toni Braxton?
Isn't Nana's kid's name Braxton?
Is it whose name?
Nana. She has a kid named Braxton.
Maybe. I think so. But that's not who we're talking
about.
Toni Braxton is an incredible singer, and she deserves to win Best New Artist for 1993. Who did Sheryl Crow beat out? Ace of Base? What do you think about them? Counting Crows?
Oh, I don't like them.
Crashed Test Dummies? Remember them? And some band called Green Day. How about that? Speaking of some band... we'll keep the music going with some band called Radiohead. We're not going to play the song that you think we're going to play. We're going to play Stop Whispering.
Yeah.
The Lemonheads with Into Your Arms on Xennial Yearbook. Did I say I'm Kyle? I did. I must have. What do you think of that? What's happened? Now that you're laughing, you have to explain. You have to explain yourself.
No, it was fun.
What's happening?
That was a cool song.
That's it? That's what's so funny?
Yeah. I just thought that song was really funny.
You know what? I'm going to start disallowing you to use your phone. At the studio.
No, I'm sorry.
You're just goofing off.
I'm not goofing off.
Well, what's happening?
I did like that song, though. It sounded like Toad, except not the singer.
Not the same?
It sounded Toad-esque. Well, not the singer.
Not the singer. Well, you know, Lemonheads are pretty good. They got a couple of decent hits. Before that, Stop Whispering by Radiohead. What do you think of that song? Big fan?
Yeah,
huge
fan. I like Radiohead. You know, I requested a different song.
It's fine.
So okay.
What else happened in 1993? What else? What else? Oh my gosh, so many people died. Audrey Hepburn died.
She's in all the emo songs. I have no idea who she is. Literally, I can name like five songs that she's mentioned in.
Name two.
Two? Okay. There's one.
Okay.
No, that's a different one. No, there's one. Since Fail, but I don't remember what it was. And then,
okay.
There's a Sleeping with Sirens one, but I don't remember what it's called. It's like, if I'm James Dean, you're Audrey Hepburn.
Cool story.
I think there's an OCR one. There's cool so story. Many. There's definitely so, four.
She was very popular. She was a popular actress back in the day. Brandon Lee, remember him?
No.
From The Crow, the star of The Crow.
Oh, yeah, him.
That's right. Andre the Giant died in 1993. We lost that guy. Thurgood Marshall. The first African-American Supreme Court justice passed away in 1993. And Hervé Villechaize.
Hervé Villechaize.
Who is he? He's an actor. He played Tattoo on Fantasy Island.
Okay.
Very.
I don't know what Fantasy Island is.
Very 80s show. Imagine the most 80s show imaginable. And it's probably that. I think they tried to reboot it, but it didn't work out. Doesn't work out without Mr. Rourke and Tati saying the plane. Anyway, back to the music. This is Duran Duran with Come Undone.
Take a little cry to come undone.
Duran Duran with Come On Done on Xennial Yearbook. What do you think of that?
I think I've met one person who actually listens to Duran Duran.
What? Everyone listens to Duran Duran. They're huge. Huge in the 80s and some of the 90s. Anyway, so yeah, what else is going on? Later on, actually, you know what? Let's talk about what we're going to do next show. Next show is our State of the Yearbook. That's what I'm going to call it. State of the Yearbook.
I thought you were calling it State of the Union.
Well, this is Xennial Yearbook, so it's State of the Yearbook. You get it? It's like a wordplay. Anyway, so now that so we're funny. Into 2025, we can.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny. Dad.
We can see.
I love
what
your puns.
We can see. We can listen to all the big hits from 2024. An entire show dedicated to the songs from 2024. New artists that are doing good stuff. Old artists that are still kicking around. You know, all that stuff.
Okay.
You can listen to us every Saturday and next Saturday, 2 p.m. at, on 89.7 and 88.1 down in Lee. And you can listen online if you like that. You're not at your radio station. Radio? If you're not at your radio. Anywho, what do you think? Anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Nothing? All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go out with a little bit of Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Do you know that band?
No, I've never heard of them.
Big Head Todd. With Bittersweet. You'll hear us next week on our State of the Yearbook show. Everybody have a good afternoon. Right?
Yep.
All right. Later.
So far as she sings, about I said I'm older now. I work in a city, we live together, but it's different than my dreams.